Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I've had a few patients over the holiday weekend who said that they took their at-home COVID test and it showed that they were positive for COVID. And I'm like, wait a second. They're working? These at-home COVID tests are working? Because all these weeks I was like, oh, I took one at home. It's not COVID. So just give me some antibiotics. And I'm like, I don't know if these at-home tests are working. You also don't know if they're lying, too. Oh, yeah, I took an at-home test. It was negative. Give me the antibiotic. And we're kind of limited with what we're allowed to do with antibiotics these days because of all the resistance. But I am having people call in saying I'm positive. I took the test and I'm positive. So I'm like, Well, my free COVID test came in the mail. You know, a third round of free COVID tests are being distributed now by the federal government. And my free ones came in the mail. And when I looked at them, I was like, are they still made in China? They weren't. These test kits were made in South Korea. So I'm wondering if there's a difference. I'm not saying all things made in China don't work, but that's interesting. I mean, we've had a lot of false negatives with these with tests prior, so it's kind of nice to know these suckers might pick up, you know, the antigens or the pieces of the virus. So White House has launched a third round of free at-home COVID tests. You could go to covidtest.gov. And these tests, now, I can't speak for all of yours, but the ones I got in the mail look like they come from the Republic of Korea. They are made by SD Biosensor. They're manufactured in the Republic of Korea, and which is South Korea, and distributed by Roche Diagnostics. Much different than the test kits that were labeled made in China. They were manufactured for iHealth Labs in Sunnyvale, California, but then it says made in China. So you're like, well, I don't get it. And iHealth Labs is a subsidiary of China's Andon Health. And as I said before, you know, much of our medical products come from other countries. You know, but this time, the third round of free test kits, you get 8 tests. If you go to the link of, let me just give that to you one more time so you can get some free tests, covidtest.gov. They should arrive in about a week, 7 to 12 days. Each kit has 2 tests. The rapid antigen test should be able to give you results at home. Keep in mind, some of the liquid that's in there could have sodium azide, which could be dangerous. Do not put that stuff in your eyes. Do not drink it. Keep it away from kids and pets. Also keep in mind, kids can be pests too. Also keep in mind that a negative at-home test does not necessarily mean you are completely free of COVID. You could have a negative test if you don't swab yourself correctly. If you're having other symptoms that aren't really necessarily involving the nasal mucosa. If you test too soon, you know, I think I'm sick, let me test right now. Sometimes it takes a few days for you to show a positive. So, as I could say, I got the test. I'm pretty happy we have them. Now, I was asked 2 weeks ago going, why are we even testing? Shouldn't we just assume that everybody has COVID? Well, I got to admit, when I didn't feel that well last month, I didn't test. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to isolate. I'm just going to tell people I think I might have it. I'm not feeling well, just to be on the safe side. Because honestly, even if it wasn't COVID, if it was flu or something else, I just don't want anybody else to get it. So I'm going to isolate anyway. But there are, as I said, some reasons why you might really, really want to know if you trigger any of these tests. And one is if you're traveling internationally. If you're going to be going to the Bahamas, if you're going to be going somewhere this summer, or if Hawaii later changes their rules and wants to make sure people aren't coming with COVID, then you want to know that you're not triggering the test positive. So I really urge people about to travel to test so that you know if you're positive or not. One is so you don't, you know, infect others, but two is so you know if you're going to trigger a test positive and get stuck where you're flying to. The other thing also is, and I don't talk about this a lot because I think we're so sick of talking about COVID, but I, as a doctor, I have to remind you, there are some very weird side effects to COVID. And the problem I'm having as a doctor trying to help you guys figure out why you have memory issues, you know, is it Alzheimer's or is it that you had COVID a few months ago? We can't as doctors just say, well, I'm just going to guess you had COVID. I can't do that over the phone. You might actually be developing Alzheimer's. You might be developing a form of dementia. I can't say you have brain fog from COVID if I don't think you ever had it. So we doctors need to know your onset of symptoms, if you had been ill, what you were ill with. So if you told me that, yeah, you tested for COVID, you tested on January 4th, and then your memory loss seemed to happen end of January, I'm going to probably have a much easier time attributing that to maybe some COVID brain fog than you needing a full-blown dementia workup. Even though I'm over the phone, I can't do that. I would still recommend anybody with memory loss to have that workup. But my fear, you know, one of you asked a few months ago, if I got COVID, what is the one thing I'm freaked out about? Well, I'm freaked out about a couple things. One is I want to be able to breathe. I do not want to be short of breath. I just don't like that feeling. But the other thing I'm really freaked out about are the blood clots. There was a doctor who was a brother of a neighbor of mine who, very active, ran marathons, very healthy guy. He got a huge blood clot from COVID. Stroke affected the area of the brain. And he was, I believe, a hemiplegic and is slowly regaining still some of his function back. He can't run again. And COVID can cause blood clots. That scares me. I do not want a blood clot. I do not want a stroke. And I'm not saying this to scare you. You guys know I have an opinion on, you know, vaccines versus an opinion on mandates. I support the vaccine. I don't support the mandates. I think the country went crazy in terms of lockdowns and what they did. I would not have done it that way. But, you know, I do have to tell you, this is a virus you don't want. So if, let's say, you're about to be on a five-hour flight or drive across country, and you're going to be sitting for long periods of time, I'd want to know if you had COVID, because I might want you to get up every few minutes to get that circulation going, because you could be at higher risk for a blood clot. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life if you will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, with everything going on, you know, one continuing controversy is transgender women in sports and them competing with cis women. And making headlines has been some doctor reviews on Leah Thomas, the trans swimmer who has won multiple competitions against cis women, and the concept that people are touting that trans women can be equal to cis women and not have biological or anatomical advantages in sports. And this is something that, you know, doctors have been speaking out and saying, well, no, there is an advantage, you know, with the muscle mass and with the larger lungs and with the bone structure and the height. Again, I mean, you're taller, your lungs might be taller, but or, you know, longer. And so you might be able to then have more you know, breathing and capabilities. But, you know, doctors are starting to speak out saying, look, you know, there are differences between men and women. And suppressing testosterone will not necessarily affect their height, affect their lung size. So two medical doctors, according to CBN News, have gone on record confirming that trans swimmer Leah Thomas, who previously competed for 3 years as a man and University of Pennsylvania, has gained an unfair advantage when allowed to compete against biological females, despite taking testosterone suppressants. According to Dr. Michael J. Joyner, a physician at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, he told the New York Times that there are social aspects to sports, but physiological and biology underpin it. Testosterone is the 800-pound gorilla. So CBN News reported that NCAA rules require at least 1 year of testosterone suppression treatment in order to compete in women's events. See, I don't think that's enough, and I also think that's kind of cruel in and of itself. If somebody is transitioning, you know, for them to then start messing with their hormones, you know, and I just wonder if it should be similar to wrestling or boxing, where you compete based on your size and weight. And, you know, where maybe trans swimmers compete in the male category, if they're trans women or trans men in the female category. I'm just wondering if that might be the only compromise. NCAA rules require at least 1 year of testosterone suppression treatment in order to compete in women's events. Leah Thomas came out as transgender in 2019. Has undergone 2 years of testosterone suppression and began swimming on the women's UPenn team at the start of her senior year. Peer-reviewed studies have confirmed that even with this treatment, athletes with biologically male DNA and physiology still have an unfair advantage when competing against biological women. Leah Thomas, Dr. Ross Tucker, a sports physiologist who consults on World Athletics, told the Times, Leah Thomas is the manifestation of the scientific evidence. The reduction in testosterone did not remove her biological advantage. A Harvard University lecturer, who's also the co-director of undergraduate studies in human evolutionary biology at the university, told the newspaper that LGBT advocates mistakenly blend gender identity with biological sex, said activists conflate sex and gender in a way that is really confusing. Dr. Carol Hooven wrote the book, Tea, the Story of Testosterone. She said there was a large performance gap between healthy normal populations of males and females, and that is driven by testosterone. So Leah Thomas won the national title in the NCAA Women's Division Swimming and Diving Championships last March. This win raised awareness of the, quote, threat that transgender athletes pose on women's sports, and the public outcry continues to escalate. Apparently, Thomas beat the University of Virginia's Emma Wayant by over a second to win the 500 freestyle, despite never qualifying for the Division I championship during his 3 years as a male at the University of Pennsylvania's men's team. So some people are saying, you know, Leah Thomas just got better, and that's why she could win. Others say, well, if he couldn't win as a, I mean, you could look at the times, you know, but... So Leah Thomas was interviewed on Good Morning America. It was her first TV interview. She insisted she did not transition to win more medals and said she is finally happy. So she's 22 years old. Many people have suggested that she did this because she wasn't winning in male categories. Now, Leah admitted she is no medical expert, but she said some cisgender females have more testosterone, bigger hands and feet, and are taller than their competitors, so why should she be banned when they aren't? She goes, I don't need anybody's permission to be myself. She also said anyone who says she isn't allowed to compete as a woman is transphobic, regardless of whether or not they support her right to transition. You can't go halfway and be like, I support trans people, but only to a certain point, she says. If you support trans women and they've all met the NCAA requirements, I don't know if you could say something like that. Trans women are not a threat to women's sport. So, you know, it is, it's tricky. You know, I support transgender rights. I support, you know, their decision to transition. I support a lot of resources and counseling and abilities for them to change their mind in case they do want fertility, which is why I think it's unfair to force them to suppress their testosterone. I just don't think it's fair for them to compete against women if it's been proven time and time again that they can excel. And one of the reasons being is women have for years tried to do what men could do. And women couldn't play football. Women couldn't play sports. And finally, this world has progressed to, you know what, women can enjoy sports too. Women can win. We can have women athletes that are decorated. And so if cis women don't get a chance to win because they are up against either male or transgender female, I don't think we should take a transgender female and completely, you know, medicalize her to the point where she loses her muscle mass. I mean, we can't make her ill, you know, in order to show and make it a fair advantage. And so, I think people on the liberal side of things are falling all over each other because they don't know what side to be on. Do you be on the side of the advancement of women and women's sports, or do you be on the side of transgender women? And it's, you know, for women, it almost reminds them that they're not as physically, they won't have the physical numbers or capabilities that men do. And so when people say, well, women's sports, they can. Women can achieve these numbers. We do need to, in the medical spectrum of things, understand that, especially athletes need to understand that if there is a record, a running record that they make, or a swimming record, and a cisgender female wants to compete, and you're very well aware of the scores for Olympics, for world champions, for United States champions, and if they say this is the score you need to win, and they don't know if it was cis or trans or who won, and they can, let's say, only swim the meet in 6 minutes, and the winner was four. And 6 minutes used to be really, really good until 2019, let's say. They might say, never mind. I'm out. I'm never going to be that good. And so there has to be those either delineations or the transparency of, you know, who won, why did they win, what was the, you know, what was the score? What are you capable of? See, with sports, which a lot of people don't understand, is we push you hard and we push you to go out of your comfort zone and reach limits that you thought you never could. Same thing with singing. When I had to sing, I didn't think I had a 4-octave range, but my voice coach was like, do it. Let's do it. No, you can hit it. You can hit it. Do it again. Do it again. And I'm like, I could do that? So when you go through training, you could do things you never thought you could. But we also have to have realistic expectations. And one thing coaches will tell you, whether you're in football, volleyball, whatever, is this is done. Girls half your size could do it. You could do this. And then you keep trying harder, you keep trying harder. Same thing with academics. I didn't think I was going to graduate cum laude while trying to work and support myself and get into medical school. I didn't think it could be done. But I pushed myself harder than I ever could, and I got it. But there has to be realistic expectations and barometers that people can understand. If young girls are looking at, well, yes, this can be done, but it could only be done by somebody who was born male, they're going to say, I'm out. And if a female doesn't think they could win in a sport, female sports can crumble. And so there has to be a happy medium, and I don't know exactly what that is unless maybe people compete for their size, you know, or their height. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hepatitis A outbreak has possibly been caused by organic strawberries. The Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and two food and public health agencies in Canada are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A across U.S. and Canada. The number of infections are potentially linked to fresh Campo and Hep organic strawberries, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. It was a chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Roughly 6,000 global flights had been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Some 1,640 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta Airlines is heavily affected by the cancellations, with more than 500 domestic and international flights canceled on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. USA Radio News. Protesters, angry over a building collapse in southwestern Iran that killed at least 33 people, shouted down an emissary sent by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in which riot police clubbed down demonstrators and fired tear gas. The demonstration against Iran's government is response to the disaster a week ago. Pressure continues in Iran over rising food prices and a very stale economy. Let's get an update on the Mona Lisa attack by a crazed environmentalist over the weekend.
A man disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa while shouting at people to think of planet Earth. Videos of Sunday's incident showed the man in a wig and lipstick arriving in a wheelchair. He was also seen throwing roses in the museum gallery. Paris officials say the 36-year-old man was detained after the incident and sent to a police psychiatric unit. An investigation into the damage of cultural artifacts has been opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, my show will not get the ratings unless I talk about a big, juicy food recall. So here's the latest of the food recalls. It's organic strawberries. And, oh, my gosh, the pictures of strawberries. I love strawberries. I don't like them when they're smushed. I mean, they have to be ripe and firm. I don't like soft strawberries, but I do like strawberry syrup. But anyway, over the Memorial Day weekend, the FDA, I think that's very relevant if I like strawberries. You guys, there has to be full transparency on the show, so if I'm going to do a strawberry story, I need to tell you guys if I like strawberries or not. I think that's very important because you need to know if there's going to be an element of bias. So over the Memorial Day weekend, FDA, CDC, Public Health Agency of Canada, and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, among other state and local partners, are investigating a multi-state outbreak of hepatitis A in both the United States and Canada. The FDA is urging consumers to discard fresh organic strawberries labeled Fresh Campo and HEB that may have been purchased between March 5th and April 25th of this year in California, Minnesota, and Canadian stores. The stores were Aldi, Heb, HEB, Kroger, Safeway, Sprouts, Farmers Market, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Weis Markets, and Winco Foods. Health officials are concerned that even though it's after already the expired date, so they would have already been thrown out if you ate them fresh, many of you might have frozen them, you know, for later summer treats. So they're urging you to throw them out. Not a lot of data on who's been sickened with hepatitis A, but apparently there's been enough cases for them to be concerned. So hepatitis A is a disease that affects the liver. This hepatitis A isn't the one we're talking about with the young kids. Those, they think it might be an adenovirus, but hepatitis A, for these and the strawberries, we're thinking it's the actual virus hepatitis A. Poor hand washing, contaminated food are likely culprits. It's transmitted by the fecal-oral route, where food or drink contaminated by fecal matter enters another person's GI tract. You could also sexually transmit hepatitis A if you're undergoing, you know, any sort of activities that might include oral anal sex. Hepatitis A can live outside the body for months, so unclean dining areas can be contaminated and then transferred to food. If you're immunosuppressed, you could run the risk of dying from the infection. So symptoms of hepatitis A is jaundice, where your skin and eyes get yellow, fever, abdominal pain, fatigue, dark urine, joint pain, your stools look kind of clayish, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. The treatment for hepatitis A, we don't have any medications necessarily. Usually hepatitis A will go away on its own, but we might give you IV fluids, have you rest, maybe treat you for the nausea and the vomiting, make sure you don't dehydrate, and we'll also have you avoid certain medications that could stress the liver, like Tylenol, alcohol, and, you know, usually most people will recover within, you know, from a hepatitis A infection. There is vaccines, so for those of you who have been hepatitis A vaccinated, that's a good sign. If you haven't been vaccinated, they do recommend that if you did eat these strawberries or if you aren't vaccinated, to get yourself vaccinated and checked out, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was an interesting case report. A man suffered from temporary amnesia after sex with his wife. And this happened to him twice. Now, I'm sure that my husband would love to forget any sexual episode he had of mine, but this guy wasn't faking it. He really couldn't remember. So this was published in the Irish Medical Journal. He's a 66-year-old male from Ireland that began to suffer from memory loss within 10 minutes of having sex with his wife. Apparently, it was their anniversary the day before. So after sex, he reached for his phone and noticed the date. When he saw the date, he started to panic, like, oh my gosh, I missed your anniversary. The wife's like, what are you talking about? We just celebrated it. So then, you know, I guess they talk to the family. They're dressed, I'm assuming. Family's like, no, we had a celebration of the anniversary yesterday, Dad. What's going on here? Now, he had a history of high blood pressure, a history of gout, high cholesterol. But 7 years ago, this happened to him prior. So the doctors thought that he had something called retrograde as well as mild anterior grade amnesia. Retrograde amnesia is memory loss of events that happened prior to the current memory loss. So let's say I get my head hit, God forbid, right now. I might forget everything I did Memorial Day weekend. That's retrograde. Anterior grade is the inability to form new memories. So let's say I get hit in the head, and then I go take Uzi to go on a walk. I might not remember any part of that walk. That's called anterior grade amnesia. Now, whenever somebody has memory loss after sex, the first thing we will think about is stroke. We'll think that the blood pressure spiked, a blood vessel burst, formed a clot, but they said he didn't have a stroke. When you look at his MRI from years ago, it showed within 24 hours, a tiny punctate area of diffusion restriction in the left lateral hippocampus. The hippocampus is part of the brain necessary for learning and memory. So they diagnosed him with transient global amnesia. When they did an MRI this time, it didn't happen till about 72 hours later, and he did not have a lesion in the brain. So this TGA, this transient global amnesia, can happen to people in their late 50s and 60s, is considered to be a caused by a temporary restriction of blood supply to the temporal lobe of the brain. Now, a lot of things can do this. Stress, pain, submersion in hot or cold water, Valsalva maneuvers, such as those during defecation when you poop, those have been known to precipitate memory loss. But authors state sexual activity could do it as well. Now, most of these episodes will last up to 10 hours. So you can see how scary it is. A lot of people might bring them to the hospital to rule out stroke. I think you should. Just because I'm telling you that it might be a transient global memory loss, any sort of loss of memory, we have to rule out stroke or another serious cause. So don't just go by, well, you know, Dr. Dolly talked about this, so maybe it's just that and we'll wait 10 hours. You can't. You got to get in for stroke care immediately. But it's just one of those things where people get some weird things happen to them. It's almost like an angina of the brain. So angina of the heart or angina is where you have this vessel vasospasm where it lowers blood flow to the muscle, but it's not necessarily an attack or infarct. The part of the muscle can still get blood. It can eventually lead to a heart attack. So I wonder if this TGA is something similar, where you're losing certain flow of oxygen or blood to the brain, and then it causes, you know, this random mild episode, and then it comes back. My worry with this is I think you are at higher risk of stroke. I know a lot of the scientists haven't discussed that, but having that lack of flow, what about other parts of the brain? What about, you know, why? What's wrong with those vessels? What are so weak or unique about those vessels that could be affecting that part of the brain? So it is very... it is very concerning. So, this is not supposed to be about don't have sex with the wife. Okay, I think, and good for him, 66 years old, celebrating an anniversary. I love senior sex. I think it is fantastic when older individuals enjoy each other. Consensually. I think it's fantastic. And I really wish that society doesn't stigmatize how sex is only for young people. I think a lot of older individuals, I know that because many older men hit on me. So I am sure they're horny. I am sure they have, a very, very robust sex drive. I hope that when I'm their age, I'll still have a robust sex life. You know, whether my husband wants to sleep with me or not is a whole other story. But just any sort of memory loss, any sort of numbness or tingling, blurred vision, anything like that, you got to get that checked out. Bad headaches. Some of you guys get horrible headaches after sex. And that can, you know, scare people. Sometimes it just happens and there's a benign reason for it, but you got to get it checked out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So everything just seems to not be a priority, you know, with our current administration. And the baby formula, it took forever for them to decide what they're going to do to help Ukraine, you know, how they're going to approach the border and the surge crisis. And, you know, it just seems to be just snail's pace. And something that I think has to be addressed immediately and should have already been resolved and figured out was there being a leak within the Supreme Court. You were supposed to have a closed system. Anybody who works for the Supreme Court has to be vetted, especially from a security standpoint, to keep our Supreme Court justices safe. And we have a leaked draft that might show Roe v. Wade be overturned. Good part of the country was all happy about that, saying, yay, you see, Good. Now we know before the midterms, and, you know, this could be hopefully affect, you know, this could be addressed and blah, blah, blah. And then others are going, wait a second here. I mean, if every ruling gets leaked, every draft, not even the final draft, there's a big, you know, leak or hole in the in what's supposed to be a closed system. And this could be also very dangerous, especially as people were starting to gather around justices' homes. So the Supreme Court officials are now escalating their search, according to CNN, for the source of the leaked draft. And they are taking steps to require law clerks to provide cell phone records and sign affidavits. These are three sources with knowledge of the efforts have told CNN. Some clerks are apparently so alarmed over the moves, particularly the sudden request for private cell data, that they have begun exploring whether to hire outside counsel. The court's moves are unprecedented, and the most striking development to date in the investigation into who might have provided Politico with the draft opinion it published on May 2nd. The probe has intensified the already high tensions at the Supreme Court, where the conservative majority is poised to roll back the abortion rights and privacy protections. As I said, you know, a lot of people are mixed. Should the federal government be completely out of the topic of abortion? And this first draft suggested that the feds want to be out of it and just have it at the level of the people in terms of the states. So some people are mixed. Some people are like, no, we want the government involved to protect the right. Others are like, I don't want the government involved at all. This is private between a person's body and her doctor. So I think there's a lot of people mixed on that. And the draft opinion that was published on May 2nd, it was the first of many drafts, basically had Justice Alito say the federal government has no right to tell a woman she can't abort or can't abort. The federal government is not supposed to be involved with this. That would, though, essentially overturn Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade got the federal government involved. Roe v. Wade put the federal government into that position because some states were not allowing abortion. And so Jane Roe, who later Norma McCarthy, I forget her true name, ended up, you know, still having the baby because it took a few years for Roe v. Wade until 1973 for it to happen. And her daughter now is about 52, 53 years old, and or 54 years old, I believe. And I mean, she's happy. She's alive. It's very controversial. It's just, but what shouldn't be controversial is there being leaks. And it's concerning that it's taken almost a month and they still don't know. So now they're going to be looking at cell phone records. Well, that would probably figure it out. That would probably, you know, if they, you know, through the DOJ, figure out. I mean, you know, for me, I get it. I don't want there to be a lack of privacy, but something so crucial, I'd be like, take my phone. I don't want people thinking, knowing it's me. I don't want anyone to think it is me. So I'm like, here, take my phone, look through it. You know, I don't know how though you make a copy yourself, probably your iCloud, you know, to show that, because you don't want somebody planting it on you too. But I get how it's scary and I get how it's frustrating. Chief Justice John Roberts met with law clerks as a group after the breach, CNN has learned. Not sure whether any systematic individual interviews have occurred. Lawyers outside the court who have become aware of the new inquiries related to cell phone details warn of potential intrusiveness on clerks' personal activities, irrespective of any disclosure to the news media, and say they may feel the need to obtain independent counsel. You know what's interesting? I've known doctors where a staff person would steal or would do something wrong. And they couldn't figure it out without somebody thinking their rights were going to be trampled on. So some of these doctors would just fire everybody. Just, all right, you know what? But since we don't know which one of you it is, you're out. All of you gone. We'll just start with new staff we can trust. And I'm not saying that's what has to happen, but if laws are going to prevent certain intrusiveness, and understandably so, you cannot have a leak in the Supreme Court. You can't. You shouldn't be having leaks in the White House. I mean, look what happened with Trump. I mean, oh my gosh. It's you know, videotape, what is it, Omarosa, who was like videotaping and taping conversations and things like that. You know, companies and businesses and people do have a right to privacy. And if somebody is drafting an opinion and then it starts to, you know, put other justices at risk, it's that can't happen. So I'm not sure how they could figure it out. Obviously, somebody sent it to Politico. You know, if Politico gave the email source or gave the... Well, I don't know if newspapers are allowed to provide sources. But this is, you know, this is something where is it, you know, if it is against the law, then does Politico have to, you know, provide what the website, what the email address was, and then from them they could trace it to where that computer came from, which IP address, etc. I don't know. It's not easy, but what I do know is, you know, the Supreme Court deals with some of the most sensitive issues that this country has seen and will continue to see. It's going to have to rule on, you know, transgender women in sports. It's going to have to rule on taxpayers paying for abortions. It's going to have to rule on, you know, other forms of government decisions when it comes to firearms. And there's going to be, and they can't be living in fear that any discussion they have or any closed court hearing they have, you know, gets out there. I mean, look at this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. You know, the jurors are not supposed to talk to anybody, not supposed to get any outside commentary. You know, they're not sequestered. Some, a lot of juries used to be sequestered, and that was miserable because, you know, they couldn't watch TV, they couldn't, you know, but, you know, you have a family, you need access to your phone. It looks like they found out that they couldn't get any jury members. So they've loosened up the rules on that, but there are such strict rules to protect the sanctity of, you know, these rulings. In fact, somebody could even say a jury, not that Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's trial jury is sequestered, but a jury being sequestered would be against their constitutional right. I always kind of panicked about that going, you know, if my babies are young and they call me to do this and I can't be with my babies and I can't breastfeed the babies, how does this, there's got to be an exemption. You know, how do I do that? I got to bring the baby, you know, and you just start to really panic because you feel imprisoned. Even though, you know, the jury is one of the most amazing aspects to our judicial system, there's, you know, sometimes when trying to keep a closed circuit or a closed bubble to have the most appropriate, pristine, unadulterated justice be served, is, you know, sometimes it sadly does affect one's rights. So, I don't know what the answer is, but young lawyers selected to be law clerks each year are regarded as the elite of the elite. Each justice hires four. They are overwhelmingly graduates of Ivy League law schools. If anybody finds out who this was, that person's career is over, and understandably so. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.